I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. You're listening to Inside Europe. Left-wing Irish nationalists Sinn Féin surprisingly secured the most votes at last weekend's election in Ireland, marginally ahead of two parties that have dominated Irish politics for decades, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Gavin Riley is a political correspondent for Ireland's Virgin Media News and is following this story for us. Gavin, Sinn Féin almost doubled its vote share from the last election to 24%. Why is that?
I think really it's bread and butter politics, that it's domestic failings, and no matter what people might think about the handling of Brexit and the sort of unity that there has been behind Ireland's approach to Brexit, which has obviously been a pretty big issue for Ireland in the last 3 or 4 years, some of that has come with the cost of focusing on domestic issues or a lack of delivery on some domestic issues. The two big crises in public issues in Ireland at the moment are a drastic shortage of housing, which has led to really unsustainable levels of rent, where a lot of people are really struggling to be able to afford the roofs over their heads. People who would find a mortgage much cheaper simply aren't able to afford the mortgage because they can't get a deposit together simply because of the cost of rent being so high. So that is a major issue, and there's also rising homelessness allied to that. And on the other hand, then we also have a serious health issue, where we have longer waiting lists for hospital procedures than ever before, and record numbers of people who have to endure hospital overcrowding and are being treated on trolleys because there aren't actually enough beds in the hospitals to deliver them. Now, the outgoing Fine Gael government, which has been in power for the previous 9 years, does say that it's putting more and more money and more resources into trying to address both of those issues, and that is true to a point, but clearly the outcomes are coming a little harder. So Fine Gael found it very difficult to stand over its progress in those two particular areas. But the other party that you mentioned, the other one of the two traditional big beasts of Irish politics, Fianna Fáil, also found it very difficult to present itself really as being an agent for change. And that's for two reasons, partly because the last time Fianna Fáil was in power was towards the tail end of 2010, when Ireland had to seek a bailout from the EU and the IMF. So it still has some scars over its economic record. But also for the last 4 years, it has been supporting Fine Gael through this confidence and supply deal solely to ensure that Ireland did have a credible and solid stance to approach the negotiating table when it came to Brexit. So if Fianna Fáil has been propping up the government for the last 4 years, then it found it very difficult to convince people that it was in some way divorced from the handling of those problems and that it could do any better. So Sinn Féin has been the next biggest party and came along with some fairly ambitious and radical proposals to try and address both of those things, and the public have decided to give them a go.
We're absolutely determined that we have to meet the housing crisis head on and resolve it. We're absolutely clear that we're not going to do another 5 years in the same way as the last 4 years panned out, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been a disaster in government together. So Sinn Féin is a party that is absolutely committed to delivering in real and concrete terms for ordinary people, as we are called, on the ground.
So that's the party's leader, Mary Lou McDonald, speaking in the course of the campaign, really trying to underline this idea that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been in government together, which isn't strictly true because Fianna Fáil hasn't held any ministries or held any government offices. But still, I think it has chimed with most people who see the two traditional parties as having together engineered the crises that we're in, and Sinn Féin there presenting itself as the best alternative to try and deal with them.
So what comes next, Gavin? Some kind of coalition deal? Is that actually going to happen?
The coalition deal is what we're now looking at, but of course the comprising of that is very difficult because, as it happens, that what we now have to call the three large parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, have all equally secured, roughly speaking, the same share of the vote. They've all between 20 and 24% of the vote, but they all have slightly under a quarter of the seats in the new Irish Parliament, and that means that no two of them working together alone would have enough to be able to command a parliamentary majority, and they would need to take some other smaller parties on board as well, which is a sort of a fractured coalition, the likes of which we haven't really had in Ireland before. And what extra complicates things is because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, albeit of historical rivals, they both do share the same broad centre-right outlook and the same centre-right approach to public governance, whereas Sinn Féin will present themselves as being quite considerably left-wing. So there would be an ideological difference between them as well, and both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have ruled out going into any coalition with Sinn Féin, even though it now is the most popular party in terms of the popular vote, as you mentioned. And there is also the extra historical baggage of Sinn Féin's previous allegiances and sympathies to the IRA and to paramilitary violence in Northern Ireland, which is something that the other two parties have never been able to support or reconcile themselves with. So how exactly we go about trying to pull together that sort of government is very difficult. And I believe Leo Varadkar has been quite strident in ruling out that approach.
I went through this election campaign, and every time I was asked, would I go into coalition with Sinn Féin, I said we wouldn't. I said we'd talk to all other parties, but we wouldn't go into coalition with Sinn Féin. So I have a principle to uphold too, and that principle is that I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
Yeah, that's the outgoing Prime Minister, the Premier there, Leo Varadkar, who's the leader of Fine Gael, saying that, you know, he ran on a platform of trying to keep Sinn Féin out of power and that he now plans to stick over it. There is some pressure within Fianna Fáil, the other party, to reverse its position and to consider a coalition because, you know, they've always been historically the big major party of government in Ireland. Some of its members believe that 9 years on the opposition benches is long enough. Mm-hmm. But they did equally run on a position of not being able to tolerate Sinn Féin, and they have real difficult soul-searching questions internally as to decide whether they should consider going in after all.
OK, interesting. Gavin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Keith.